I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Now that the bulk of the buck hunting in West Virginia has drawn to a close, it's time to start talking about calculating a score for your buck's big rack. We'll talk more about the West Virginia Big Buck Contest when we return.
The bugle of the bull elk once rang throughout elk country, almost all of North America. As this land was settled, elk and other wildlife came dangerously close to extinction. Conservationists and hunters have helped wildlife populations rebound. Today, elk number nearly a million, but loss of habitat still poses a very real threat to their future. To help ensure the future of wildlife in wild places, call the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation at 1-800-CALL-ELK or visit us on the web at rmef.org.
For many years now, the West Virginia DNR has kept a running tally of some of the biggest bucks harvested in the Mountain State.
West Virginia Big Buck Contest was established in 1964 to recognize sportsmen who bag extraordinarily big antlered bucks, and it was co-sponsored by the Division of Natural Resources and the Isaac Walton League of West Virginia, and the West Virginia Bowhunters Association is also a partner in that.
That is Gene Thorne of the West Virginia DNR, who's the current keeper of the record books, and he says around this time of year is when the hunters who have had a very good year for bucks are beginning to size things up.
Most of them have hit the ground by now, and a lot of people will be getting their deer scored, especially in January.
Thorne says the data from this annual activity has given them a tremendous database to locate where West Virginia's biggest bucks haunt. And he says, hands down, it's in the South.
Over the last 10 years, especially, the biggest bucks in the state predominantly are coming from the southern end, and particularly the four counties that are close to gun hunting: Wyoming, McDowell, Mingo, and Logan counties.
But in other parts of West Virginia, things are rapidly improving. Improved buck doe ratios achieved through adjusting the rate of harvest for antlerless deer, as well as two back-to-back great mast years, have also aided greatly in some bigger bucks in other parts of the state for the 2006 season.
Yes, that's true all over the state. All of our guys that were working out in the field during the past gun season reported seeing a lot of bigger bucks being taken by the hunters, and I personally worked in Hampshire County and saw several really nice bucks for that part of the state.
The contest uses the Boone and Crockett Pope and Young scoring system.
If a hunter takes a real nice buck who generally is 8 points or more, he needs to set up an appointment with one of our measures in one of the district offices or throughout the state, but call the district office and set up an appointment with a measure and bring the deer in, and we'll measure it by for the gun Boone and Crockett standards or the bow Pope and Young standards, and a score will be determined, and then we rank those, and any buck that meets the minimums will go into the big buck contest for the year.
And the minimums are?
For bow kills, it's 125 typical or 155 non-typical. With a gun, it's 140 typical and 165 non-typical.
I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.